Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we've all heard the quote about how the fault lies not in the stars, but in ourselves. But what we always forget is the last part of that, which says, because we are underlings. And we are not underlings in this capital. We are the voice of the people. And for the representative from Okmulgee, he doesn't have to compromise because he can stand up for his constituents and say, I will not raise $1 billion worth of taxes on the back of low and middle income families. And instead, I will stand up and I will say that we demand equity in this society. That the oil and gas industries will not get a payday under our watch. Because we are not underlings. We have power. We have opportunity. So why do we not seize this opportunity? You may laugh and you may chuckle, but we are in this predicament not because we taxed low and middle income families, but because we gave tax breaks to the wealthiest industry in the nation and in the history of this world.
Representative Meredith, you're recognized for 1 minute and 26 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I have yet to get up and debate a bill all year long, but I could not sit here and not say a word about what we're fixing to vote on. We have sat here in the oil and gas, we have the lowest gross production tax than any other major producing oil state in the nation. We continue to let one or two people decide on what bills are going to be heard in this chamber. I find that sad and I find that disgusting that we're willing to let them two people control us. I have families back in Tahlequah that are going to be affected by this. I have families that are going to have to pay more at the pump while Harold Hamm gets a break again. I have families that are going to struggle to put food on their on the table because of what we're fixing to vote on here. Yet we want to sit here and pass the buck saying it's the Democrats' fault or the Republicans don't want to go work with us. My caucus has sat here and laid out a plan worth of $1.4 billion to have recurring revenue so we do not have to cut state agencies. Our state agencies cannot afford any more cuts. Let's get this done and do.
Thank you very much for your debate. Representative Stone, you have 1 minute and 26 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I know I don't have much time and I don't need it. It was said by a member of this body that they were willing to give up their seat to vote for this bill, Mr. Speaker. And I'm glad they're willing to do that because that's exactly what needs to happen if you vote for this bill. The chairwoman of appropriations is not the problem in this body, but if you are willing to capitulate to leadership, to quote-unquote leadership, and be one of 76 votes on the most disgusting and immoral bill I've seen in my 3 years, then you are part of the problem. Then you deserve to give up your seat, and your constituents deserve better. On a bill that's going to tax our constituencies to the tune of $342.8 million this year, while taxing the wealthiest industry in the nation and in the world zero next year, if you're willing to pass that tax bill, then you deserve not to be in this building, Mr. Speaker. And Mr. Speaker, even after that equalizes out, when we're looking several years down the road, we're looking at $342 million to our citizens and $33 million to that industry at a line of 10 to 1. If you're willing to vote for that, if you're willing to tax your constituents like that without taxing the wealthiest industry, good. You deserve to be out of this building. Mr. Speaker, make no mistake about it. This is the least conservative bill I've ever seen, and I don't care what, that's not why I'll be voting against it. But if you claim to be conservative and you vote for this bill, you deserve to be out of this building because you have lied to the people of the state of Oklahoma. I will be voting.
Representative Stone, thank you for your debate. Representative Bennett, you now have 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Representative Virgin, you're recognized for 2 minutes and 52 seconds debating against the measure.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members and those in the gallery, I agree with the representative from Enid. I did vote against those bills in committee, and I will vote against this today. Because unlike some who have just now found a compassion for those who are in need, those who have mental health issues, our correctional officers, those who are in prison for nonviolent offenses, I've been fighting that battle for 7 years now, since I got elected in 2010. And I'm glad to hear that we are now concerned about those people. But what this bill does is ask those people to disproportionately fund the services that you want to give them. Those people who need mental health services, they might smoke. They drive a car. They don't own an oil and gas company. You're asking them to pay more. You're asking them to pay, over the next 3 years, $1 billion. While you're asking those in Devon Tower to pay $30 million over the next 3 years. Tell me how that's fair. Tell me how that is equitable. Tell me how that gives those citizens who desperately need it justice that they deserve. We're talking about things in this debate and in the questioning, things that we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid these cuts. I don't know where the rest of you have been, but I've seen those cuts taking place for 7 years. I've seen the devastation of the past budgets. And those people that you're asking to fund government with this bill, they're the ones who have suffered for the past 7 years. You know who hasn't suffered? Devon Energy, Harold Hamm. They haven't suffered a bit. In fact, they have prospered. While class sizes are growing, while mental health services are being cut, while just like the gentlelady from Mustang said, our correctional officers are qualifying for food stamps, and our teachers are also qualifying for food stamps, many of them. But instead of asking the most prosperous in Oklahoma to help us out and pay a little bit more, you're asking those people who are already paying as much as they possibly can to pay more for the services that they desperately deserve. Please vote no.
Thank you, Representative Virgin, for your debate. Representative Proctor, you're recognized for 2 minutes and 52 seconds speaking against the measure.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Mr. Speaker, make no mistake about it, the bill we have before us today is the largest tax increase in state history built on the back of middle-income families. In fact, over the next 3 years, this legislation will raise taxes on middle-income families and the working poor more than $1 billion, while we're only going to ask in this piece of legislation for oil and gas to pay somewhere between $30 and $40 million over the same time frame. Mr. Speaker, I believe we will see a very strong bipartisan vote against this legislation, because Democrats believe this bill to be unjust. And Republicans believe that Ronald Reagan was right when he said simple fairness dictates that government must not raise taxes on families who are struggling to pay their bills. We are not in this mess because a single mom isn't paying enough for gasoline. We're not in this mess because a mechanic at American Airlines doesn't pay enough for cigarettes when he gets off work in my district. Rather, we're in this mess because of the failed fiscal policies that have passed off this floor over the last decade that I've seen from the front row. Let's restore the gross production tax, folks, to 5% from day one at the wellhead for the first 36 months of drilling. Teachers pay 5% from day one. Welders pay 5% from day one. Electricians pay 5% from day one. Firefighters, police officers, state employees, they all pay 5% from day one, but Devon Energy pays 2%? You gotta be kidding me. That's absolutely ridiculous. Mr. Speaker, we need to turn down this largest increase on middle-income families in state history. And let's pass a revenue plan that actually makes the wealthiest industry in the world pay the same as every Oklahoma taxpayer pays, 5%. Courage isn't taxing. We had a speech from the gentleman from Enid about courage. Courage isn't taxing single moms more when they fill up at the pump. Courage isn't making it harder for people to reach the American dream by increasing taxes on middle-income families. Courage, folks, is standing up to the most powerful industry on the planet and telling them no. No more free passes at the expense of middle-income families. Not in Oklahoma. Never again. Let's restore Oklahoma. Let's vote no on this bill. And let's pass a plan that finally rebuilds our state and actually pays teachers and pays state employees and fix roads and bridges and saves health care. We can do that. This bill does not.
Representative Proctor, thank you for your debate. We appreciate you addressing the debate through the chair.